Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Brad Kunicki, head coach of the Moorhead Mountain Academy boys for the final time here of the year. And, well, Coach, three games since we've last talked, 2-1 in those three. Back on Friday of last week, a 70-47 win over Horton. Monday night on the road at McLeod, a 64-43 win. And then Tuesday night against Pleasant Ridge, 66-54 loss. Pleasant Ridge came out on fire in that one. So when you look back at these three games, what have been your thoughts overall?
In the Horton game, they were a much improved team from, before Christmas when we played them. But I thought offensively we did some good things offensively. Defensively, I think we struggled a little bit with our interior defense a little bit. Our press worked fine. Corbin Korbelik had a heck of a game. You know, he's one of those games where you're in the zone the whole time. He had 8 steals. I think he had 24 points, shot over 50%. I mean, he was everywhere. He had hustle plays where he was, you know, running after loose balls that nobody thought anybody could get, diving on the floor. It was really fun to watch him play that game. But, overall, the second half we pulled away and everything, but, Horton hit a couple of threes and got it down to 8 points. And then we were able to get into our press and traps and things like that. And ended up with a big victory there. The McLeod game, I think, was one of our better games of the year. Stanton Shepherd played his best game of the year. He was aggressive, good on the boards, had some nice baskets for us. I thought start to finish, it was one of the more complete games we had played all year. So I was pretty pleased going into the Ridge game last night, but we played Friday, we played Monday, and Ridge is the kind of team you really would like a practice or two because they do so many things offensively and defensively. But we had a pretty good understanding what Ridge wants to do and everything. And when the game got started, they were playing so much faster than we were, getting up and down the floor on fast breaks. They had the ball down the floor before we even knew what happened. And they had some guys, there's so many of their guys that shoots threes so well. Their first couple of three-point shots, we had a guy in their face, and he went ahead and shot the ball 2 consecutive times and made it. And we had Drew Cottle right there in good defensive position. So the first half was a struggle. We gave up 21 points in the first quarter, 21 points in the second quarter, made some adjustments at halftime, and talked about our get back a little bit and covering the three, and we chipped away at it and got it down to 9 or 10 points before we had to start fouling, and we ended up losing by 12. I thought we played a really good second half. If we play in sub-state, if we play like we did the second half in the Ridge game and how we played in the McLeod game, I think we'll have a pretty good run next week.
Yeah, and you look ahead here, now you are going to have a couple of days to get back in the gym and get a few practices in before sub-state coming up next week. It looks like you're going to have Republic County beginning on Monday night on your home floor. What do you know just about Republic County, first off?
I don't know too much about them. We're just now starting to get some information on them. I know they got a couple of decent-sized guys inside that could create some issues for us. Their guards look to be able to handle the ball really well. I know they play a lot of competitive basketball out there in Western Kansas. There's a lot of good teams on their schedule. So I think their 2 wins on the season is a little bit deceptive. I think it's going to be a good ball game between our 2 schools, and we look forward to the competition and getting sub-state started Monday.
Yeah, and overall, you look back at this season, it's overall been a pretty, I would say, a success for your guys. You're 14-5 now on the year, and you're 12-4 in the league. So what are you going to remember most just about this season? With this being the final time we'll talk here this year, what are you going to remember most about this 2020-21 season?
I tell you, dealing with COVID issues and the uncertainty of starting the season, we had almost 2 weeks of practice in, and we didn't know whether we would even play any games in December. There was talk that no games are going to be played in January. Our first game, we had to do some fumbling around because the team we were supposed to play were quarantined, and the team Ridge was supposed to play quarantined, so we ended up playing each other at the start. It was it was hard to build any kind of a rhythm, and with snow days and COVID and all that kind of stuff, it was just so hit and miss. You didn't really have that nice flow to the season, and I think our team went the same way. You know, we had a good run there for a while, had some really nice wins against JCN and Valley Falls and Care Paravel, and then we got into a lull and couldn't, you know, practice and prep like we wanted to. But you know, I got a good bunch of seniors. You know, it's going to be a whole different looking team next year. You know, when you got 10 seniors on the team and you've got some juniors and sophomores wanting to step in next year to take up a lot of those positions. But it was just a strange feel to the season with COVID and some of the restrictions and you know, not knowing whether this game or that game's going to be played or played on time. Or I'll be happy when all this is biased, you know, the whole COVID and inconsistency stuff. But it was kind of an up and down year for us, I think.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here down the stretch. Obviously, we look forward to hearing from you here in the near future, but wish you the best. Thank you for all the time you've taken out here this year, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Brad Kunicki, head coach of the Moramount Academy Boys, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.